Well, Teresa, who are we going to look at today?
We're going to look at the actor Michael J. Fox.
Doesn't he have Parkinson's?
He does. He's a 2-4 generator on the right angle cross of rulership, quarter of civilization. He's a second color, right fixed, single definition.
Yep.
He has a conscious 26-44, with the 44 also unconscious. He's got the 40-37 completely unconscious, and then an electromagnetic 30-41, and then the 360 both conscious and unconscious.
Yep, it's just very interesting looking at his chart. And then, of course, with famous people, we know what they're doing in the world. So here is a 2-4 profile, open G center, with the fourth gate, fourth line, the actor, the role player, and
Which is
also the line of seduction. But, his acting career, he was in the TV show, I don't know what the name
He
of it
was in the
was.
TV show Family Ties when he was
Ah.
quite young. I mean, he started acting when he was about 15. He realized he wanted to be an actor, right?
Well.
And moved to LA when he was 18 and was in the Family Ties for like 7 seasons. I think in the beginning, the parents were supposed to be the important people, but he was doing such a great job, they actually made the show
He had
about
such a
him.
great role.
That's
I mean, he
right.
made it his
He
role.
made it his role,
I mean, here's
you
this
know.
ego being, 4037, Family Ties. But what he could bring to it, transmitting this focused energy to the family milieu. But what I found interesting in this is now later in life and what he will be known for and what really he's been called to do with that 2-4 and the right angle cross of rulership, which is call to power, and it's very much materialism, collecting money and doing that kind of thing.
And he's collecting money for his foundation, which is doing research on Parkinson's
Yeah.
using stem cell research,
Yeah.
right?
No, quarter of civilization, building something, making progress. And also two, the conscious and unconscious 360. These are agents of evolution and change, and talk about being having this mutation, which you could say Parkinson's was, this genetic disease or whatever it is.
It's a neurological, kind of a chronic thing. They don't have any cure for it. Obviously, that's part of
Yeah.
what he's really working towards, and that they've got medicines that work with the symptoms. Yeah, I mean, I never really watched, I mean, these shows, Family Ties, and then he was in Spin City for a number of years. We watched that special that he did about happiness
Right,
and being an
right.
optimist. And I think that's when I really, got kind of turned on to
Well,
Michael
yeah.
J. Fox and who he was and what he was really about. And that, he's an example of somebody that had obviously a certain level of celebrity. He wasn't hugely famous. I think to, a particular generation, he was very well known. Back to the Future was a
Right, that
huge
was good.
movie. And so
Oh no, I think this Parkinson's thing is what he's going to be known for. He was addressing Congress. He was called to
all right, he talked to the
testify or
Senate
something,
committee.
and then some people, Republicans, I think, were putting him down or saying he was acting or something. And oh, you don't say that to someone with this design. This is a conscious 40. This is an ego being. This is an emotionalized ego we have here. Single definition.
What's interesting is that he's short. He's not very tall, and that actually one of the producers on Family Ties wanted to get rid of him. He said that, he wasn't the face that you were going to see on a lunchbox, and that he was too short compared to the parents and everything. Well, obviously he didn't get rid of Michael J. Fox. But Michael Fox has said that, if it was an eating disorder, like if he was too fat, I mean, he'd feel bad because he could do something about that. But really, he could do nothing about being short. So I think, this has been, one of the trials and tribulations from the time that he was young. He ended up giving that producer a lunchbox with his face on it after he was so successful, right? Saying, here's a lunchbox for you to put your crow in, love and kisses, Michael J. Fox. I mean, yes, a very strong ego, right?
Right, a sense of humor with that splenic ego spleen, but You know, so interesting that what he's doing now, what he's been called to do is this, you know, exploring the feelings, which is kind of what that movie was about. You know, when you look at the 4130 channel, you know, exploring his feelings.
Well,
you know, he's been
pretty
melancholic and moody and, you know, goes through stages and periods of, you know, really being depressed about the whole thing.
Well, yeah, I mean, he's got a, you know, basically a degenerative disease that he got when he was like 30 years old. So, you know, definitely, how do you get up in the morning every day and keep going on? And that obviously that's a big question for him, I think, especially with the 360, you know, that's such a, you know, every day you get up and, you know, even with his open G, it's like, you know, who am I today and what is going on today? And so that, you know, he's the one that's been dealing with getting up every day. So he went out in the world and he really, you know, started to, you know, talk to people like Lance Armstrong. He went to Bhutan where they measure happiness. I mean, doing this kind of, you know, he has 8 first lines, right? So he's a real investigator, right? So it's like, if this is a question for him and it's really a question for all of us, then he's going to go out there and use, you know, film and TV to really be able to, you know, look at this question, you know.
Oh, I think using the resources and using his personal resources.
Uh-huh.
I think the real challenge for him, you know, being this ego being, it's like you get run over by a truck and I'm fine, it's okay, just give me a minute, you know, don't touch me, I'm fine. And then he has the 27-2 self-sufficiency, and you're not self-sufficient. You need help. And so that, I think, you know, when you look at a personality, what that does to anyone, not just because it's Michael J. Fox.
Well, what he says is, you know, family is not an important thing, it's everything. And I think clearly, you know, being so tribal, and, you know, that came out in that special. I mean, how much his wife and his kids and how they help him and how important all of that is. But, you know, he's tribal, he's individual, he also has the collective. You know, he can appeal to a lot of different people, and I think that this is one of the reasons, especially in this current role of making us understand how do we deal with acceptance, you know. You know, he's saying it doesn't mean you're just resigned to it. It means, you know, that you're acknowledging it for what it is, but basically it's not going to run your life.
Yeah, yeah. No, I mean, 30th gave first line. It's in detriment, but it's about maintaining your composure. And, you know, it's an emotionalized, you know, 30th gate.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, really about your feelings and, you know, that 55th gate he has, which is south node, first line, you know, your spirit and keeping up your spirit is so telling. And, you know, 40, he has 2 activations of the 40th gate first line, recuperation.
Right.
You know, and that the family, that 4037 whole channel will play a part in this recuperative process. And looking for his place, looking for direction, looking for love with that open G and, you know, finding your role, finding your place and what your role is.
And I think really, you know, being driven to transform, to mutate the feeling about people that have some problem like this. I mean, he's continued to star, you know, come in as a guest actor in a number of these programs like Rescue Me or whatever. I mean, and he's playing like a paraplegic.
We've seen him on Jon Stewart. And you know, you go, wow, you know, here he is jerking and he has no control over his body.
He's not hiding in the corner.
Right. And
you know?
With his design, again, this ego being that here I am, and you know, he's got his personality, so in 45th gate, second line, natural leader, the king, natural ruler.
Well, and these acknowledged common interests that, you know, he's bringing people together around Parkinson's, around helping people that are disabled, of really, you know, taking what's been offered to him, which, you know, obviously was probably a pretty bitter pill when it came, and really, you know, talk about turning, you know, lemons into lemonade.
Well, you know, I was just thinking, must be my 4323 word structuring, but he's found what's killing him as something to live for.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know,
Mm-hmm.
it's just an odd paradox that, you know, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger, and you can use those defects.
It's like him going and talking to Lance Armstrong in that, you know,
right.
that documentary that he did. And that, you know, Lance Armstrong is another example of somebody young having to really fight
right.
To be alive, but that in fact these things have informed them and made them really who they are.
Right. Look at that third gate, sixth line.
Mm-hmm.
That's his personality moon, surrender. But that role model, and here he is at 50, right? Is he 40 now? What is it?
49. Yeah, no, he's
right,
just about 50, you know.
Like, this is the role model, the 41-6 also.
But that 3-6, you know,
yeah.
surrender and the maturity to recognize when struggle is futile. I mean, I think, you know, in some ways it's like he is the poster child
yeah.
for that. It's like, okay, he can't do anything about that. He's going to do what he can, and he's going to make a life. He's going to have his family. He's quite inspiring. I mean,
oh, yeah.
really, that was what I got when I saw him. Is he's very inspiring with that open G, right? Inspiring
yeah.
us, right?
Well, Teresa, we could say a lot more, but we're just out of time.
Oh, darn.
So say goodnight, Teresa.
Good night, Teresa.